I'm just back from my date, and you're still lounging around on the couch. Really? You didn't have the balls to ask any girls on a date? This is like... How many Valentine's Day alone in a row has it been? 5 years? 4 years? Maybe every year? I don't know, I've not been here for those before that, but whatever. Yeah, you're right, you're just a loser. Oh my god, well, I had a wonderful day, thank you for asking. We went to a restaurant and we had some pizza, we had some salad, we had some ice cream, and we went to the cinema, and it was amazing. I could not ask for a better date, and then we kissed and waved each other goodbye. It was so romantic. But I'm gonna go in the shower now or do some other shit in my room, so you can just sit there being a pathetic little loser watching whatever you're fucking watching, and yeah. Bye. Look, let me just come over here. Okay. I know I can be mean to you sometimes. A lot. Okay, most of the time, but... That's what sister... Sorry, I mean... That's what stepsisters are meant to do. Now, you know, I just like to pull your leg a little bit. Not be so serious, but... And honestly, I know that you aren't so bad. Like, I don't think you are so bad at all. And a weird side of me knows that you don't deserve to be so lonely. And I know it gets to you sometimes and you think it's you, but you always find someone, just at different times. But since I'm a girl and all, as you can clearly see with my big, big, ginormous tits, maybe I can give you some insight into our heads, the heads of girls, and maybe some advices. No, I won't make fun of... No. I won't make fun of you this time, okay? Like, most of the time, I'm just playing around with you, just pulling your leg, as I said before. This time, I actually genuinely want to try and help you out, like, maybe start off with shaving yourself. You are getting a little bit hairy, and maybe start off with also leaving the house, because sitting on the computer doesn't really help, but... That's for another time. So, what do you want to know? Ask away. No, girls aren't crazy, okay? It's not because we're crazy. Maybe it is just you after all. Like, you know, before I was your stepsister, like, how did you, get attention from girls before? Is it a bad experience you had or something? You never had experience with girls before? Ever? Ever? Honestly? Really? Sorry. I did not mean to do that. No, it's not laughter from making fun of you. It's just actually surprised more than anything. I'm just trying to think what the issue may be. You honestly don't look bad, so you can't blame your looks. Just a little cleanup, though, would do fine. You don't dress bad, and I'd like to think you aren't an asshole. So I can't really figure out what the problem may be. Wait. Maybe it's because of the lack of experience? Maybe. I don't know. I know a lot of girls can get turned off with the no experience thing. As girls be whores nowadays, so it is a thing, because we're fucking whores.
as you can tell.
Oh yeah, keep going. Let's see, so you did talk and going a date, but then it stops from there. You must be making it very awkward then. What is it that makes you awkward around the girls? Is it like you're nervous? Oh, you've never kissed a girl before. Oh, I can see why you get nervous. Not knowing whether to kiss or not, and if you kiss bad, and you wouldn't know without a kiss and experience with that, so. Well, lucky for you, no need to frown. You have a lovely stepsister here who is willing to help you out here. No, stop asking questions. We need to start getting to work. We know what the problem is, getting, you know, on the physical side of things, and what better way to practice than on your stepsister, right? Think of it like I'm going to be your Valentine this year. Not like you had an option, right? Now let me teach you how to kiss. Now show me how you would do it. Demonstrate it on me. Let's kiss. Actually wasn't so bad. You just need more confidence in yourself. So let's set the romantic mood, okay? So you are so nice to look at. You have so You have the most also wonderful lips, and I want our lips to collide together and give a kiss like this. Well, actually wasn't so bad. You just need more confidence in yourselves. That was actually very good. Now, how about we get more adventurous? What? Do you just think you were going to give her a little kiss like that? Yes, that was a little kiss. You're going to give her that and then just be done. No, sweetie. Sometimes us hoes want something more. Something spicy. So, let's go in for a normal kiss once again. And then thank you.
then you will find your space for your tongue and mine, and
oh, you're actually very good at this. Well, you will have all the ladies in queue for you in no time. Maybe I'll even get a little jealous. Sure. What other advices and stuff would you like to know? Okay, that's a little too far for now, don't you think? Maybe that is for another day, but for now, I'm going to be your first Valentine, and we're going to spend the rest of the night watching this film together, okay? I don't think I'll be able to concentrate on the movie though, when you have lips like that. I just can't resist anymore. Now cuddle into my big comfy titties and let's watch this together. Yeah, sure, just get comfy. I've got double D's. Actually, I think I've got F's now. It's been a while since I checked, so. Are you comfy down there? Okay, now